Well, I invite you to turn with me in the Word of God to, I suspect, a very familiar passage. A familiar passage, Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And beginning with verse 4. Through 7. People of God, hear the good news of God's glorious gospel. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. People of God, that familiar portion of God's Word, a text that I have referred to often, a text that I use repeatedly as I visit with those, particularly in time of distress, time of difficulty and trial, a text that sets before us the essence of prayer and what that involves and the experience we have and the blessings that accompany all of that life of prayer. But in that context is this declaration, pray, make your requests with thanksgiving, with thanksgiving. I have preached sermons on thanks living. We are to live a life of thanks. And certainly prayer is an element of our living. But this text will focus on thankful prayers or praying with thanksgiving. Not as an optional element to prayer, but as an essential aspect of all prayer. And so I need to ask you, and I need to ask myself, do you pray with thanksgiving? Every time you make a request of God, do you give thanks to God? Because the Word of God sets before us a perspective that we do not have one day out of a year in which we give thanks, but that we are a people who are to be giving thanks in our living and in our praying every day. Indeed, if we were to strive to be perfectly faithful every hour. Pray with thanks. Praying, knowing that praying with thanks is not some psychological technique. It doesn't grab hold of an analysis of people on a hospital bed that says it doesn't matter who you pray to or what you pray, but if you pray, it is conducive to healing. So we'll allow for prayer in hospitals because it may have a health benefit. And we're not talking about a health benefit here. Indeed, the Word of God would make it very clear that when there is no health, when there is great infirmity, when we die praying with thanks. And so it is that acknowledgement of prayer, that coming into the presence of God, knowing that He is everywhere present. It is a conscious act on our part not to simply think in broad general terms that whatever we do, we give thanks to God and we'll pray, Lord, bless us in everything and that'll be good for the day, but that we pray with a conscious reminder, a conscious activity of entering into the presence of God, mindful of Him, and bringing before Him our prayers and supplications with thanksgiving. And so we are to direct that prayer of thanksgiving only to God. As the text, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. And that's the primary focus. No, we don't fall into the trap of the world that now comes to the day of Thanksgiving by having it a thanks. We thank you for coming to our store on a regular basis. We thank you for giving to this ministry or to that ministry. Or you come to church this morning and receive a warm thank you for all the times that you have thanked God. No. Our thanksgiving is directed to God, not to one another. Doesn't mean we can never say thank you and be kind and considerate. Of course. But people of God, thanksgiving is an act that is directed primarily in the Christian life to God. And we don't have a Thanksgiving day or a Thanksgiving service to thank every single person that's been part of the church for the last year. We come to thank God. As well we should. And we can thank one another in another context. But we draw near thanking God. And it is the church that is called to do that. Because in our verses, we are to thank God. And who is to thank God? You be anxious for nothing. You in everything by prayer and supplication. You make your requests be made known to God. The you is implied in the text. In the Greek, it's even clearer. The you is plural. The you refers to the church of Jesus Christ in this immediate context, the church of Philippi. Those who have known the gospel, who have trusted in Christ, it is only a child of God that can give thanks to God. And so the you give thanks is not for some general proclamation to a nation to have one Thanksgiving day that, oh, let's thank God today, and all of us do it, all in your own way. No, there is only one God we can thank, and there is only one through whom we can thank Him. Thanksgiving is only possible for those who are described in chapter 1, verse 27. Let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. You who pray are the ones who live in the context of the gospel, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in Him, but also to suffer for His sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now hear in me. You make your request. You who hold to the gospel. You who come to God through Christ. And there it is in our text. Be anxious for nothing. Let your requests be made known with thanksgiving through Christ Jesus, verse 7. The last phrase, through Christ Jesus. It's a prepositional phrase. Where does it fit? This is all one sentence from verses 6 and 7 is one sentence. Be anxious for nothing. Let your requests be made known with thanksgiving. And the God of peace will guard your minds through Christ Jesus. But it isn't just the guarding of our mind that God is at work through Christ Jesus. We are anxious for nothing through Christ Jesus. It is only through Christ that we can do anything in these verses. As the verses we just reflected on in chapter 1. It is the gospel of Christ. It is because we've been saved by Christ. And so we come to God in prayer and we experience the blessings of God in prayer through Christ Jesus. Through the Anointed One. Yes, the one who declared in John 14 those other familiar words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto me. No one comes unto the Father but through me. Or Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15, which declares it in different words, but the same thing. Following verse 13, Hebrews 9:13, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? For this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. It is only through the gracious, powerful work of God in our lives that we can pray, because it's done through the mediator. Through Christ, nothing of us, all of grace, all of Christ. And so the through Christ in verse 7 is not just something that's tacked on at the end of Philippians. Rather, it is the central declaration of why any of it is possible. Why we can make a request to God, it's through Christ. Why we experience the peace of God, it is through Christ. That's why we pray in the name of Christ and we give thanks through the Lord Jesus Christ, confident that he is the mediator. He is the one that has died for our sins. He has done it all. We have much to give thanks for in Christ and through Christ. This declaration of thanksgiving in our text through Christ to God alone is then set before us, and it is something, this praying with thanksgiving is something that must be included in every prayer. That is a very difficult thing. It seems so simple. Pray with thanksgiving. Pray with thanksgiving. And yet, in our anxious moments, we're filled with requests. We're filled with petitions. And that's not bad. God says, pray. Make your requests known to me. Humble yourself before me. Pray with supplication. But do it with thanksgiving. It's a simple phrase, with thanksgiving. But we often forget. It's like our anxieties drive us away from thanksgiving. We are to humbly That thanksgiving reminds us that our prayers and petitions are not demands of rights, but are a humble petition in the context of constantly giving thanks for whatever circumstance God places in our lives. We are requesting with thanksgiving. It's a whole mindset of humility, of which the very word supplicant or supplication will remind us of. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. But that prayer and supplication, even the word supplication, drives you to thanksgiving, because one who is praying as a supplicant with supplication is indicative of thankful humility. Humbly giving thanks. It is out of humility that thanks gives. Lots of people in great pride go to God with all kinds of requests and demands. But supplication, a pleading, a humble asking, drives us to thanksgiving. And so God want us to give thanks. Psalm 69, verse 30, sets before us the thankful heart in this way. Psalm 69, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull which has horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad. And you who seek God, your hearts shall live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise His prisoners. Poor and in prison, and yet humbly going before God and knowing that He is the God who upholds us, so that we need not be anxious, but we humbly pray, confident that He hears, for He is God. Confident that He responds to us with what is the very best for us, even in prison, even in time of sorrow, even in time of difficulty. Be anxious for nothing. It's only possible when we truly pray with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for His mercy, His grace, His love, His Son, His Spirit, His presence, the church, your family, the world, food, clothing, spiritual growth, evangelism, fellowship. In everything, pray with thanksgiving. That prayer of that supplicant, that gratitude to God, that is an essential part of our life before God. The Heidelberg Catechism asks about that. The whole third part of the Catechism, yes, service, but service with that word the Catechism gives us, gratitude, thankfulness. And in question and answer 116, it says, why do Christians need to pray? Because prayer is the most important part of the thankfulness God requires of us. Prayer. Thankfulness in prayer. The most important part. And also because God gives His grace and Holy Spirit only to those who pray continually and groan inwardly, asking God for these gifts and thanking Him for them. Asking, praying, and preparing for this message, I read an article on Calvinism, and it said, to summarize the theology of Calvinism in a phrase, it would be grace and gratitude. Grace and thankfulness. There is no other doctrinal position that would drive us to thankfulness more than the clear recognition that grace is free. Grace is given only through Christ, but it is glorious. It is great. It is undeserved. And of all people, we have reason and the knowledge of why we would be thankful. And have every prayer a prayer of thanksgiving. Experiencing the peace of God that only comes from God. Another glorious promise. The peace of God will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That Christ who said in that same chapter where he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, declares in John 14, verse 27, John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We have Christ. This past week I met a young man, and I won't mention the specific country or even the specific place, but you may know where I was in this past week. And he was studying, and he was training, and he's from a country that has severe persecution. And he's going back, and he may be in prison when he goes back. The country is having a renewed oppression of the Church of Jesus Christ. He says, we're thankful as the church. We become complacent. We're thankful for the persecution. God uses it to strengthen us. In everything, give thanks. Yes, it transcends the understanding of the world. It transcends the understanding of the world that we would give thanks on a deathbed. Even for one who is young. It would transcend the understanding of the world that in time of great difficulty, one would give thanks. But we have this promise that God is guarding our hearts because we are driven to anxiety as a people, but God is the one who drives it away, who guards our hearts and minds. And we would continue to give him thanks. My heart, our hearts are guarded by God. Do you know that power of God? Are you a people of prayer? That God who guards your faith, your love, even the God who guards your trust and your dependence on Him, He guards those very things. Thank the Lord. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you for prayer. And we thank you for thanksgiving in prayer. Oh, Father, may we glorify you by our humble supplications filled with thanksgiving, knowing your peace that passes all understanding. What a promise, what a joy, what a blessing. We give you thanks through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.